This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. J.O. here with you, along with Coleman, the John Osterlund Morning Show. You don't see this headline very often. Detroit woman spots car theft suspect in barbershop, drags him by his dreadlocks. A happy story. A boutique owner in Detroit took action herself this week after her Mercedes-Benz vehicle was stolen. Doing pretty well for herself, the woman who owns the boutique up in Detroit. I'm in a Mercedes. By the way, some Mercedes-Benz letters were stolen off of the side of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome yesterday. Well, they weren't stolen. Mercedes-Benz's deal ended. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on. They were putting those big letters in dumpsters. Did you see that? I wish they knew about it. I would have gone by and grabbed one. I would have grabbed an M or maybe an S.
Why not the Z, the Benz, and the Z? I would have grabbed the Z.
Yeah, I would have grabbed the Z.
Because a Z could have been a Z or an N if you turn it sideways. So you get two letters for one.
More on that coming up. 2 days after this Detroit boutique owner's car went missing, the owner, Bianca Chambers, spotted the suspect inside a local barber shop. All right. So she went in and dragged the man along the barber shop's floor by his dreadlocks. Imagine that. Your car gets stolen, a nice car, too, a Mercedes-Benz, and the person, you see, obviously, you physically see the person who stole your car. You watched your car get stolen because you know what this guy looks like. And then 2 days later, you're just walking down the street, and you see that same person who just stole your car. He's in a barber shop. And so she went into the barber shop, and she grabbed a guy and dragged him across the floor by his dreadlocks. She said, quote, "At that point, I was like, I'm not letting this man walk again." It's very rare where you see the person who actually steals your car for people who've had their car stolen. Customers at the barbershop helped Bianca make a citizen's arrest until authorities could take over.
Wow, you can still do that? Do citizen's arrest?
You know, I heard, Coleman, that it's not like you see on television or in this story. Like, if I saw a criminal outside and I saw him break the law and I just went up to him and held on to him and started screaming, "Citizens arrest! Somebody call the police! Citizens arrest!" Or held on to him with one arm while I had my cell phone in the other arm and I called the police. I don't know if it's that easy or not. I'm not here in New Orleans because you get your car stolen, they don't come out. We're over 500 cops short. But if you're in another city, if you're in another town, and you do that, the police can't just ignore you. If you want to make a citizen's arrest, I believe you're still able to.
I'll keep that information handy then.
Like I'm in Parrish, or I'm in St. Tammany Parish, and I see a criminal commit a crime, and I want to get involved. That's the first thing you got to think about. And then the second thing you got to do is call the cops and just, "Citizens arrest!" And I think, I mean, outside of New Orleans, the cops would come because they have full police forces.
Well, do we know if this woman got her Mercedes back?
Well, I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Prior to confronting the suspect, Bianca Chambers slashed the own vehicle parked outside the barbershop.
All right.
To prevent the suspect from driving away. So she saw her car outside the barbershop. And then that's when she walked, seeing where this guy was. Which one of these places is he in? Because I see my stolen car right here. And then she recognized the guy when she looked inside the barbershop. That's pretty cool. She didn't want her car going anywhere else, and she slashed her own tires.
You know what I would have done?
I would have made the thief pay for my new tires. I would have taken his wallet, because how's he going to pay for that haircut? I would have gone through his pockets. The problem is, then I would have committed a crime. I would have robbed the guy who robbed me.
See, that's the thing. You know, when you hear about carjackings, most of the carjackers take the car somewhere to get money for the dude. Stole the car and decided to just keep it like his. He just drive around the neighborhood. He probably went to the barbershop and bragged about it. "Look at this new Mercedes I just got, you guys. I'm doing pretty well for myself." You know what I mean? Most people try to get rid of the evidence that they just stole in the car. But nope, not this guy. He stole it, decided, you know what? I think I'll keep it. Probably didn't even change the license plate or anything.
Keep it around here where I stole it.
Right.
At least go to, go to a different neighborhood. Well, anyways, the suspect does have a history of car thefts dating back to his teenage years.
So 3 years ago? When was his teenage years?
And Ms. Chambers said that the suspect is the dumbest criminal because he was traveling around in her car in that neighborhood where he stole her car over the last few days.
"Well, that was dumb."
She said, quote, "You're joyriding in my car like nobody was going to see." So there's a story with a happy ending. You know, this could have been the dumbest thing I read all morning. Because if you steal a car, you shouldn't drive it around the neighborhood, especially a Mercedes-Benz. You shouldn't drive it around the neighborhood that you stole it from. For a few days, but I've got other things for that segment. We're still trying to narrow it down. Well, it comes up at about 8:40 on our show weekday mornings. The dumbest thing I read all morning.
Do you think the Detroit cops were kind of disappointed in themselves that this woman she reported her car stolen? They couldn't find it in 2 days, but she found her own car within 2 days, and the dude was literally in the neighborhood that he stole it from, and the cops still couldn't find her car.
Yeah, and she did call the cops a few times.
Yeah, like, "Hey, my car's stolen. We'll keep an eye out for it." Well, here it is, just riding around, joyriding the same for 2 days. And the person that saw the car was the person that reported it.
Well, that's a happy story to start our show with this morning. Good job. Great job. Bianca Chambers, the boutique owner in Detroit. She got her stolen Mercedes-Benz back. Coming up on the show today, library workers here in New Orleans are suing the city of New Orleans. And our mayor and one of her top aides as well. He's suing Lataxa Cantrell and one of her top aides as well, a few library employees. And we'll tell you why. Also, hey, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival yesterday announced the daily lineups for their two weekends coming up this fall for the delayed Jazz Fest. I already picked the night that I want to go. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday, the 10-year deal between Mercedes-Benz and the Superdome came to an end. And workers were seen taking the large Mercedes-Benz letters off of the Superdome, and they were throwing them in dumpsters. And I wouldn't mind grabbing a letter, even one of the dash that's in between Mercedes and Benz. I mean, I know they're big, but it would have been pretty cool to, if you had a couple of friends with you, hey, let me grab that Z, or let me grab that S, and
I'm surprised nobody kept the logo, like the Mercedes-Benz logo itself. You could probably use that as a hood ornament.
Was that on the side of the building?
I think it was on the top of the dome.
That's painted, though. Yeah. I mean, these were the big letters that were actually on the side of the dome. And there were workers there. They removed the letters, and they threw them in big dumpsters.
Yeah, they should have gave us an option to buy a vowel.
I wonder how much they would have charged for a vowel. Yeah, they should have had a wheel right near there where we could have walked by and spun it.
There's only E's, right? Mercedes, Benz, all E's.
Only one vowel. Yeah, if there was an O, like even a J, my initials, if I knew about that, I would have called up a couple of friends. Coleman, I might have called Jeff and said, hey, swing by the Superdome over here. They're taking down these giant letters on the side of the building. So the 10-year deal ended yesterday. Boy, you know, time flies. I remember when, because that was the only corporate name this building has ever been called this building that's been open since what, 1971 or 72? That's the only corporate name that it ever had. And 10 years ago, it was a pretty big deal when Mercedes-Benz said, we're gonna put our name and we're gonna pay. And that's another thing. When they made this deal 10 years ago, it was for in between $50 and $60 million. So, hold on there. Because that looks like chump change now. But it turned out they were paying about $5 to $6 million a year to have their name on the side of the dome, to have their name and logo on top of the dome, and then they had it inside the dome. And every time there was a Saints game, every time there was an event at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Well, now it's expected they're going to name the new sponsor before football season starts soon. And it looks like the new sponsor is going to be the company that owns Harrah's Casino, which is Caesars. And so it looks like it's going to be the Caesars Superdome. And here's another thing to show you. You call it inflation, call it whatever you want to call it, but they're going to be paying a hell of a lot more money than $5 to $6 million a year to put their name on the side of the dome, because the new stadium out in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the Raiders play now, it's called Allegiant. And that's the airline. They're paying about $20 million a year. So in 10 years, look at how much something like that, the price of something like that has gone up. And I know the gas prices have gone up in the last 7 or 8 months like crazy. It sucks. And gas isn't the only thing that has gone up. Have you seen how much chicken costs in a store? Have you seen how much steaks and ground beef cost in a store? Prices in the last year on a lot of things have been flying high. So imagine that. Something 10 years ago that cost $5 to $6 million a year, now it looks like it's going to cost around $20 million a year.
Cha-ching!
And look for it to be the Caesars Superdome. And, you know, this last decade, I know for locals, this wasn't that big of a deal, because I don't know very many locals that ever referred to it as the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. But it's just for the signage outside of it, for every car that drives by, every vehicle, and when there's a Saints game, especially when it's on national television, the announcers all say Mercedes-Benz Superdome. But I don't know.
Plus the exterior shots when the blimp flies around a Superdome for home games and they have that big ass interior shot. Everyone nationally can see the Superdome with the big Mercedes-Benz logo on top of the dome. So it's also national attention as well. It's not just locally.
And you knew Mercedes-Benz was finished after their 10-year contract a couple of years ago when they built the new football stadium in Atlanta. And they named that stadium Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and you can't have the arch rivals of each other playing in a stadium in two different cities that's named the same thing.
Robbie says, yeah, everything has gone up except my pay scale. I have noticed that in the last 10 years, I don't see a major increase in how much I get paid, but I have seen an increase of how much I'm spending for stuff.
Good point, Texter. You know, how cool would it be if we had $20 million a year here at our radio station or around there to call it the Bayou 95.7 Superdome?
I mean, we can Photoshop it. That's probably the closest we can get to it. Take some pictures of the Superdome and just put Bayou 95.7 across it, plaster it.
Yeah, then they'd probably come knocking on our door and say, hey, who did that? So, that's good money. And you take every penny you can get if you're in the business world, and it'll be interesting to see the final deal and to see Caesars on the side of the Superdome.
I was crossing my fingers and hoping it was Tony Satcheri's Superdome for personal reasons. I would have loved to see Tony on the side of the Superdome when I drove by, because Tony Satcheri's is something I love.
Yeah, if you're listening, is there anything you'd like to see? I mean, it's obviously happened, but like the Pink Taco Superdome?
Blue Runner's Superdome?
Tampex?
Zatarain's
Superdome? I mean,
Zatarain's Superdome.
Text us if there's something that you'd like to see in giant letters on the side of the Superdome. 260-9595. Please keep your text short, and if it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. And please leave it. But text us and let us know if there's anything that you'd like to see on the side of the Superdome. It'd be pretty fun. Coming up on the show, a couple of people who work for the city of New Orleans, they actually work in the library. They're suing the city of New Orleans. It'd be something suing your boss. And they're suing the mayor, Letaxa Cantrell, of our city. And they're also suing one of her top aides. And we're going to tell you why. And I'm not a big fan of lawsuits. But when I saw the reason why they're suing, I said, all right. I think they have a case here. Stay tuned for that. We got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, we were talking about how yesterday Mercedes-Benz's 10-year deal owning the naming rights to the Superdome here came to an end. And it looks as if the company that owns Harrah's Casino is going to be the next sponsor of the Superdome. They're going to be paying a whole hell of a lot more money than Mercedes-Benz did. And I asked you, who would you like to see? What name would you like to see on the side and on the top of the Superdome? I brought up Tampax. How about Jack Daniel's Superdome? The big bottle of Jack on the side of the Superdome. Who would you like to see be the next sponsor? And we asked you to text us.
This first text says Tabasco.
Tabasco Superdome.
Yeah. Boudreaux's Butt Paste Superdome. Dave says Slap Your Mama Superdome. Snags on the West Bank says the Mardi Gras Meats Superdome. I like this one. This one, it says, the Boris Mart. One call, that's all, Superdome. Boris Mart. This one says, Kenny G.S. Pest Control, Superdome. This one says, the New Orleans Pornhub, Superdome. Or the Brazzers Dome. Brazzers Dome. The Smoking Oyster, Superdome. This one says, Kellogg's, and they could paint the dome like a giant bowl of Frosted Flakes. The Popeyes, Superdome. And Rob says the Tom Benson Superdome.
Interesting. The Pornhub Superdome. someone said. Wouldn't that be something? Welcome. Millions of people watching whatever's going on in there. Welcome to the Pornhub Superdome.
And then they have that drum beat. You're not familiar with the Pornhub drum, the drum intro, huh?
Or they could just tap in the background. Now, welcome to the Pornhub Superdome here in New Orleans.
The Boudreaux's Butt Pace Superdome.
I like that one. Thank you for the text. Always appreciated. And we ask you to text the show anytime you want during our show. And if it's good, we'll read it on the air. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only. Classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. You know, when I was listening to that Tom Petty song, it reminded me, this is a couple of years ago, we had a Tom Petty tribute band play a few songs live on our show here in the studio because they were in town playing a gig. They were playing at Tipitina's. And I remembered that. And, you know, I like that so much. We're going to do that again pretty soon. We're going to have them come in and play again. Because it's fun. Like if they play that song right there, I Won't Back Down, I'll be able to sit here in the back and scream, "Hey, baby!" But that was fun. They were really good, and we're gonna do that again. Boy, speaking of headlines you don't see very often, this just happened in Mississippi. Man robbed by naked man after filming porn at abandoned building in Mississippi. As if it doesn't suck enough to get robbed. Then you're robbed by a naked man. He's naked after you were just working with and for him. This story came out of Meridian, Mississippi. Police are investigating a case involving a robbery, a shooting, an adult film, and a naked man running through a residential neighborhood. The Meridian, Mississippi Police Department, they're investigating this armed robbery, which happened in an abandoned alternative school while three people were making an adult film around Sunday. Not really, you're making a porn on Sunday? Well, police there say the robber, who was still naked from shooting the film, made the victim send him $200 through Cash App. The victim tried to run away, but was chased and shot by the naked gunman who put several holes in his car. One of the police detectives in Meridian, Mississippi said, "In my 7 years of doing this, this is one of the most unique incidents that I've ever run across." Police do have the names of the two suspects they believe were involved in the robbery, but are waiting on additional evidence before making arrests. What are they waiting for? The porno film? Are they waiting for the porn flick to be released so they gotta watch it? And here's think about this. This past Sunday in Meridian, Mississippi, three people went into an abandoned school. One of them had clothes on. And that was the cameraman, the man who was video recording the porn movie. The other two were naked. And then I guess when they were finished shooting the porn, at some point, one of the naked porn actors, don't ask where he pulled the gun from, but robbed the person who was behind the camera, and he robbed them by saying, "Here, you have to put $200 through the Cash App."
So what part do you think is most embarrassing? The fact that you got robbed by one of your porn actors that you hired, or that you're still broke, you have to film porn in an abandoned building?
On a Sunday at high noon.
Right. See, here's what I think happened. I think when the guy hired the two porn actors, you know, they kind of had an agreement of what was supposed to be shot for the movie, but then the director, the guy who put it all together, wanted them to do extra work and do stuff for the camera that they didn't agree to. So he was like, "Hey, by the way, can you do this?" So one of the naked performers was like, "Hey, wait, I didn't agree to this, but I'll do it for extra money." And the guy was probably like, "Yeah, whatever, I'll pay you the extra money. Just let's shoot the scene first." But then after they shot the scene, he probably shorted them the money and was like, no, we did the scene. It's in your camera. We did it. We performed for you. It wasn't in our original agreement. So I'm going to need the extra money for that extra stuff that we did on the camera. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to blow your head off."
Or it's in the can, as they say, once you get something.
Yeah, that's probably recorded. What the extra $200 is for, because they probably put something in the can.
By the way, Coleman, one of the things he knows a lot about is porn. So your explanation of trying to figure out how in God's name this happened.
Well, yeah, that happens.
It makes some sense.
See, this is why I filmed the pornos in the privacy of my own home. And we always have to have a contractual agreement beforehand. You have to say, "Here's what's going to happen. Here's the scene. Here's all you're required to do. And here's the money that you're going to get paid. And here's your compensation." Right? But sometimes directors, they have what they call creative freedom. You know, or they try to do improv like they're doing professional Hollywood movies and say, "Hey, maybe we should try this time this way, and maybe we should improvise this scene." And they try to add extra creativity that wasn't agreed upon. And in the porn industry, that's a no-go. It's not like Hollywood where you give the actors free reins to try new things out. No,
to improvise.
Yeah, to improvise. Right. No, in porno, what you agree to is what's supposed to happen. If you take creative leeways, you're supposed to pay the performers extra money.
I just couldn't imagine seeing this. Again, this is Sunday around noontime in Meridian, Mississippi. I couldn't imagine seeing a naked man running through a residential neighborhood, and he's got a gun, and he's shooting.
This texter wants to know, was he shooting blanks?
It's a good question, Texter. Hang on, I got the police report right here. I'm trying to get some more details, but it's pretty lurid. I think I've about as much of this story as I want or need to know.
Just pay your actors the money. That's all you have to do. Pay your performers the money. You wouldn't get caught in situations like this. But the thing is about the performers. How much do you expect this guy to pay you if you're performing at an abandoned school building? How much money do you really think this guy has to offer?
It shouldn't be very difficult catching the perp. I mean, he did give him his Cash App account, didn't he? Didn't he say, "Hey, that was the robbery. You're going to put $200 in my Cash App." So it shouldn't be too difficult to trace whose Cash App that is. Boy. All right, coming up next on the show, it's this morning's Big O segment. And this is interesting. When you sue your boss, and you're still working at the place. Stay tuned for that next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And I'm still thinking about that last story we just did, Coleman. Police in Meridian, Mississippi, they're looking for this guy because this one guy is in an abandoned school this past Sunday there in Meridian, Mississippi. And he's there video recording two naked people doing pornography. And then one of the naked robbed him. And he pulled a gun. And he started chasing him outside through the residential streets. And the guy must be thinking to himself, how did I get to this position in my life where I'm being chased down the street in a small town in Mississippi by a naked guy with a gun who's shooting at me?
This text says, it gives a whole new meaning to money shot.
Good point, Texter. We all think every once in a while when things, you know, don't go the way we want in life, you know, how did life get to this point for me? How did I get in this position? But that was going through the guy's head when he was running down the street being chased by a naked man who's shooting at him.
Out of an abandoned school.
Yeah. How did my life get to this point? All right, since it's a little bit after 7, it's time for this morning's Big O segment. Could you imagine suing your boss and your bosses while you still work for them? You wouldn't think you'd have a job much longer, right? If you're, well, this just happened here in the city of New Orleans, where two public library employees just filed a lawsuit against the city of New Orleans, the mayor of New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, and one of her top aides. And if you're thinking, well, why would two employees of the public library system here in the city of New Orleans file suit against their bosses? I mean, because I don't know, when you think of out-of-control employees or rogue employees, the last people you would think of are librarians.
I mean, they usually do things by the book.
Yeah, Coleman, you know, the most they'll do is they'll tell you to shh, still be employed at a public library in a city, and now you're suing that city, and you're suing that city's mayor and her top aide? Well, this is a federal lawsuit these two public library workers have filed. It says that a 2020 policy, they're saying that the city of New Orleans came up with this policy last June, a year ago. That policy infringes on their free speech rights and threatens to punish them for any criticism they may express. Even in their private lives, they say in the lawsuit that this policy says that they're not allowed to criticize their bosses, the city of New Orleans, or others who work for the city of New Orleans. This goes back to what happened last year during the lockdown because of the pandemic. The public libraries in New Orleans, they stayed open in the beginning. And then when the mayor, Lataxa, started shutting everything down, they weren't happy about it. And I guess a couple of their employees went on social media and they just questioned and they criticized what was happening. And once that got back to the mayor, she said, oh, no, you don't. You're not going to. We can't let people who work for us criticize us on social media. And so they drew up, according to the lawsuit, the city drew up this policy that said, not only can't they criticize them publicly on social media, they can't do it privately either, on their own personal,
okay,
on their own personal social media pages and such. The two New Orleans public library employees, Andrew Oaken and Aaron Wilson, filed suit yesterday claiming they initially balked at the new policy when it was announced back in June a year ago, but were required to sign on to it in August to keep their jobs. Both library employees are active on social media in their private time and are concerned the broad language of the new policy will prevent them from expressing certain beliefs or concerns. One of the employees said, to file this lawsuit, it does feel like we're putting ourselves at risk. It feels like it's worth it because it's unconstitutional, because it's an egregious overreach, because it shows such a lack of care or concern for the rights of city workers. Once you start to lose things like your freedom of speech, I'm terrified, even more so than I am for myself, of other civil rights slowly starting to be eroded, the other librarian said. Wow, librarians. The city of New Orleans has frightened, worried, angered librarians. If you think of the most peaceful people going, I mean, have you ever seen any librarians that are rogue, that are out of control?
I have to kind of go with the city on this one. They're not violating their First Amendment rights. They have the freedom of speech all they want. They just can't work there and criticize. They're not saying you're going to go to jail for criticizing them. They're saying if you work for us, you can't criticize us on social media. And I agree with that. If I had a company and I'm hiring people to work for my company, and then the people that I hire are going on their social media page and criticizing my company, that's detrimenting my company. So I have to get rid of those people. I worked for a company and they said that as long as you work for this company, you can't go on social media and talk bad about the company. And I agree because the company has an image to uphold. They have a business. So how bad would it look for the company for its own employees to criticize the company publicly and then it's still expect to get a paycheck?
Slow down. Facebook, your personal social, if you have questions about what you don't agree with, with what your company is
handle
doing?
It in-house. Handle it with in-house. If you have a criticism or you have a contention with your company, go to your boss. Don't go to social media. You and I, we've been told this all the time. Even when we're not on the air, we represent the company. All the actions we do in our private lives, if it affects the company negatively, they will can us. That's not taking away our rights. That's not taking away our First Amendment speech. That's just saying if we do something crazy when we're in our personal, if I get too drunk and do something wild and I go on top of a bar and just pull my yang out and it gets back to the company,
We're not talking about stuff like that.
Yes,
Coleman.
We are. We're talking about personal freedoms in your private life versus working for them.
We're talking about them questioning why the library was shut down. As a matter of fact, one of the librarians said, if I were to message another librarian on social media, a private message, so not even publicly, this is just social media between two librarians.
Now that's the, I agree with that one.
Two people who work for the city. And he says, if I were to send another librarian or another city employee a private media criticizing, saying something like, we have a leak in the roof of the library, or I criticize the way the Hard Rock Hotel collapse was being handled.
Yeah,
I could lose my job for that.
Now, see, if it's done privately in a private message, a private email, a private direct message, a DM, yeah, I think you should be able to do it privately. But publicly, yeah, I have to go with the city if it's public. I don't think you should criticize your employee publicly and still expect to work there and continue. If you get fired, it's not a violation of your First Amendment rights if they fire you for criticizing them. I think any company, any employer.
Look, it's what you said when we just started talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I agree if you're going on social media, publicly or privately, whatever, to get talking to other city employees privately, and you're just doing ridiculous things and saying ridiculous things, like a couple of examples that you brought up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about that. We're talking about one city employee sending a social media message to another city employee just questioning.
But how would the city know if it's private? That's another thing. Let's say it's a private employee, they're on Facebook or Twitter, and they send a private message to a coworker. How would the city even find out about their private social messages? Somebody would have had to snitch. The only way a private message could get to their bosses or their heads is if somebody snitched and said, hey, look what this person sent me in a private message. So somebody would have to snitch.
The policy memo also prohibits posting defamatory, libelous, vulgar, violent, obscene, abusive, profane, threatening, racially and ethnically hateful or otherwise offensive or illegal information or material. So that stuff right there is the stuff you were referring to.
Yeah.
Like if you did something crazy. But these employees are saying it goes well beyond that. That the city is really telling them, you are not allowed to even criticize or question anything that's happening within the city while you are employed by the city. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many things are messed up with the city of New Orleans right now? Do you know how many problems there are with the city of New Orleans? When you look at the crime rate, when you look at the conditions of the streets of the city of New Orleans, there are so many negative issues with the city of New Orleans. And if anybody starting in June of 2020, when this new rule came out, if anybody who worked for the city of New Orleans brought that stuff up, questioned it, saying, why aren't we handling it better with anybody else or on their personal time on social media, they could lose their job. That's why there's this federal lawsuit going on. If you're listening, is this the city of New Orleans completely overreaching? Is this them being paranoid because they know that there are many, many serious issues within the city of New Orleans? I think so. They don't want any of their employees to even talk about any of this stuff. And a lot of this stuff is serious on social media, even privately. Text us. I'm not a big fan of lawsuits, but I don't like it when people's freedom of speech, when their constitutional rights are infringed upon.
They're not infringing on it. You go to jail. Like, they're not going to jail. They're just saying you get fired. They're not losing their First Amendment rights. They can say whatever they want. They just got to face the consequences of what they say. They're not violating any constitutional rights, man.
Text us, 504-260-9595. Keep your text short. If it's good, we'll read it coming up next on the show. Please don't text while you're driving. And these people, they still work in the library. When librarians say that their constitutional rights are being stepped on, that they're not allowed to even question things that are going on with where they work, there has to be something there, right? You're on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? It's Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall's birthday. That's the woman Prince Charles got rid of Princess Diana for. And if you've ever seen the way those two women look, it's like, how in God's name does he dump Princess Diana for Camilla? But anyways, happy birthday to Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall. If you want to send her a gift, she could use a new feed bag. Coming up next on the show, your texts on the two City of New Orleans public library workers suing the city, the mayor, and one of her top aides because they say she and the city is stifling their free speech. They're not allowed to criticize the city. My God, what the hell would you talk about then? How many problems there are with the city of New Orleans? Your texts on that next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. That song right there, Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, that song defines what writing one massive song can do for somebody who wrote it. The person who wrote that song, the people who wrote that song, never had to write anything else again, never had to go to work at any job ever again. That's how much money that song not only has made them, continues to make them on a yearly basis. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. If you're just joining us, this morning's Big O segment is about two City of New Orleans employees. They work in one of the public libraries here in the City of New Orleans. Yesterday, they filed a federal lawsuit against the city, Letaxa Cantrell, and against one of Letaxa's top aides. And they're suing because of a policy that the city came out with 13 months ago, last June. And the policy says that city employees cannot say anything negative or criticize anything to do with the city on social media. They can't even do it privately on social media. And this has to do with when the mayor shut everything down last year for the pandemic. The library stayed open longer than most other things, but the library was questioning what the city was doing and why they were doing it. And then all of a sudden this new rule came out saying that they're not allowed to question, to criticize. And so now these people still work for the public library in the city of New Orleans. So they're suing their bosses at the job that they still have. Imagine that. And have you ever heard of librarians being out of control? And their lawyer, a woman named Katie Schmidt of the Tulane Law Clinic, said, "I've not seen an employee code of conduct or a municipal policy governing employees that goes this far in regulating private activity of all city workers." Again, they're not allowed to question or criticize anything when it comes to the city of New Orleans, or they'll lose their job. Coleman didn't have much of a problem with it, saying, well, you can't go online and you can't criticize where you work. Coleman, this isn't a private sector company. This is a city municipality. These are all public workers. There are so many problems at the city of New Orleans. People should be able to question things and talk about them. That's what I said.
With no consequences whatsoever.
How about a meeting?
Yeah, but they should do that then. Instead of going on Facebook and social media and bitching, go talk to the people in charge.
Who's saying they're bitching? They're saying they can't even ask a question.
That's bitching. Here we go.
And we asked you to text us.
This first text says, if they use the city cell phone or computer to private message, then the city would be able to read that message without anybody snitching. That goes to what we was talking about, private messages as well. I disagree with they should be fired for private messages. But if they are using company computers and cell phones to do it, then the company has a right to say, well, you can't use our own computers, our own government computers and cell phones to talk trash about us. Like, we're paying you to use the computers and you're talking trash about us.
And that's what the lawsuit says, even their private social media conversations.
If it was on their home computer, yeah, but if they're using work computers to do it, yeah, they should suffer some kind of consequences. Mo says they're getting a taste of their own medicines. They shush people for a living. Now they're being told to shush.
That's all librarians usually do, is shh people. They're not out of control employees.
This text says, the business I run doesn't allow criticizing to coworkers either because of the environment it creates in the workplace. You bring your concerns to the people. I agree with that. Instead of going on social media and complaining and questioning, go question the people that can actually do something about it. I totally agree with that. This text says, I wouldn't take Coleman's constitutional advice if you paid me. Just because you don't go to jail for saying something, that doesn't mean your constitutional rights haven't been infringed. If you have to pay a price, be it a loss of a job, imprisonment, canceled out of society, etc., then you do not have freedom of speech. If you pay a price in any way, it ain't free. Well, freedom isn't free, right? Isn't that part of liberty and being an American?
Yeah,
being held accountable for what you do?
What they're saying is their First Amendment right, the United States Constitution, freedom of speech, is being trampled on here.
They can quit their job and they can quit and say, oh, well, and it's like they're not being.
But Coleman, I understand how, like, Odyssey owns our radio station. If you or I went on Facebook, social media, and started ripping Odyssey, sure, they should fire us. I don't look at this the same way because this is the city. This is you're working for a public organization, and there are so many problems. You should be able to question things and criticize.
Well, question it to your employers. If you have a problem with something and you work for the people, don't give me a direct message. Tell me about it. Go to the people that you work for.
Well,
you work for the government. You have more access than the private business.
Well, you could do that as well as, in my opinion, you should be able to talk to the people you work with as well, if you're questioning things or you have to criticize something. We appreciate the text on this morning's Big O segment. We'll keep our eye on that lawsuit and see how it goes. But it just, to me, it sounds like thuggery by the city, by Lataxa just wanting to control everything. Like, she can shut your business down whenever she wants. Now, if you work for the city of New Orleans, she could shut your mouth.
Worked for private companies that do the exact same thing, and I had no problem with it. I understood where it was coming from.
Again, I understand that if it's our company or where most people work in private sector companies, you can't go criticizing them publicly. But work for the city with all the problems the city has? Really? We'll see what happens with that. Coming up next, well, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning, and I've also got, talk about a job, an absolute dream job. is being offered right now. And I've got something that I didn't know. You learn something new every day. Stay tuned for all of those coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Yesterday, Jazz Fest announced the daily lineups for their two weekends in October in the delayed New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival this year. And I know which day and night I want to go. The first night, Friday, October 8th, the Black Crows are playing. And also Ziggy Marley and his band are going to do a full set of all of his father's songs, all the Bob Marley songs. Coleman, that's the day I want to go. You want to go with me?
I don't mind. Is it free?
Well, I'll talk to a couple people here at the radio station. I think Jazz Fest throws us a couple of tickets because we talk about Jazz Fest and we talk about which bands are playing when and such.
But after thinking about what you were saying, you want to go see the Black Crowes and Ziggy Marley. I already had a thought, like, who do I really want to see at Jazz Fest? Or what I'm most excited about when it comes to Jazz Fest? And I think it's that Shaded Beer Garden. That's what I'm looking most forward to see.
The Shaded Beer Garden, they're really...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a good hang. But that's the first night. And then the next night, Saturday... Saturday, October 9th, the day and night, that's when Dead and Company are playing. That's Bobby Weir from the Grateful Dead. And I think they got one of their drummers too. Bill Kreitzman is in there. And then John Mayer, the great guitarist, he's filling in for Jerry Garcia. And they're playing the second night. It's a Saturday, October 9th. That's when Wu-Tang Clan is playing as well. And you know who else is playing on that second Saturday? Or the second night? The first Saturday? Saturday, October 9th?
Who's that?
Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato just came out as gender non-binary. And... She wants to be referred to as they when you talk about her because and by the way, I just saw yesterday, Coleman, Demi Lovato posted a naked picture of themselves.
Wait, do you still have to use plural even though it's a non-binary term, they, like themselves, or is it themselves since she's one, well, they are one person?
They released a naked picture of themselves.
Yeah, that sounds like it's right. Themself.
They don't look very non-binary in that picture of them. Looks pretty binary to me. But anyways, that's the second night, the headliners of the second night. The Soul Rebels are playing that second night along with Galactic, the great New Orleans band who now owns the venue Tipitina's. Then the third Sunday, October 10th, the third day and night, that's when Foo Fighters play. Hey, and Lizzo is playing that third night as well. And then that's the first weekend. And then the second weekend, Friday, October 15th, Tedeschi Trucks Band, the Beach Boys, Boz Scaggs. And then on Saturday, October 16th, the second Saturday of Jazz Fest, Stevie Nicks, Elvis Costello and the Imposters are playing. Elvis has always been great. And then finally, the headliners on the second Sunday, Sunday, October 17th. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. You know, there are a lot of people that love going to Jimmy Buffett concerts. I've never been the biggest Jimmy Buffett guy, but man, the people that they live for that. It doesn't matter if you put out an album or a song in 10 or 15 years, Jimmy Buffett's coming. Well, I've got to go see Jimmy Buffett. I mean, there are people that that absolutely love him and his band. And Norah Jones is also playing. Trombone Shorty and his band Orleans Avenue, they play the final. As they normally do, Trombone Shorty. He usually plays the last day of Jazz Fest. Melissa Etheridge, that final day as well, and lots more.
Well, since I'm a perv, what I did was I took that Demi Lovato nudie pic and I put it on our website, bayou957.com. And see, even in the headline, they still refer to they as a she, so I might have to go back and edit that. And I don't know, like the pronouns are confusing. I don't mean to disrespect Demi, but wow, she looks great. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. They look great.
But do you me they don't look very non-binary? They look pretty binary.
Yeah, they do look. They look like, this is confusing. They look like they're on one side of that spectrum, and I can tell because I'm looking at it. I'm kind of like, yeah, they look hot. They meaning one person though.
Yeah. And we've got their picture. The naked picture they just released on our website at bayou957.com.
Where do you think they shop at when it comes to Demi? Like, where does Demi get her apparel? Is there a they section in the department store? Or
I think the way things are going now, Coleman, there will be if there's not already a him, hers, and they. It'd be him, hers, and them. I'll meet you over in the them section. So I'm excited. After everything we've been through with the pandemic, here's 6 days and nights of Jazz Fest in October, which is completely unique. And out of all of those, I mean, I'd like to go to more than one, but that first Friday, that first October 8th, I really want to see the Black Crowes, even though it's just the Robinson Brothers and a bunch of hired guns. And I want to see Ziggy Marley and his band do a complete full set of his father's songs. I've always been a Bob Marley fan.
Completely unrelated. You just said you would like to go to more than one. And now that I'm thinking about it, if I was ever fortunate enough to smash a non-binary person, I can brag about it, and it would sound like I smashed more than one person by saying, yeah, I just smashed them last night. And it makes it sound like I had a wild time with more than one person the bar. I had sex with them over there. Them, all of them? Yeah, them. I had sex with them. I totally did sex with them.
Yeah, it would sound like you're adding multiple notches to your belt right. when you're really not. So,
yeah, so whenever they come to town, if they need company, I'm all available.
How about that? Hey, and real quick, I wanted to mention this because I've had this story for a couple of days, and we've just run out of time on the show. A dream job is being the company McCormick. They make food products. They're hiring a taco czar. Listen to this. You just have to, be an expert on tacos, or at least know what you're talking about when you talk about tacos. They're offering $100,000 for a 4-month dream job. So $100,000, you only have to work for 4 months. And what is that work? You have to talk about tacos, taste tacos, and explain to people how well they are, how great they are. You talk about a dream job. They say you have to be an expert in taco relations. I have relations with tacos.
Yeah, most of the taco reviews I see are on Pornhub. A lot of people comment on the tacos. I think they're qualified.
And to get paid $100,000 to only work 4 months to taste, eat, and talk about tacos, I could do that job and still do this job that we're doing right now, do this morning show. I don't think I could do them together. I could have a taco right now. And I could say, you know, if you're eating tacos, this is the one, and here's why. I wouldn't even have to miss a beat at my normal regular job.
Yeah, you could do both of them.
Well, anyways, McCormick is hiring a taco czar. $100,000 you get paid to work for 4 months. And all you got to do is eat tacos and tell people what you think about them. Boy, oh boy, you talk about dream jobs. Coming up on the show, I still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And I've got, coming up next, you learn something new every day. I just saw something that I had no idea was true, and it's true. And I wonder if you know this. That's next, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Did you know if you put aluminum foil over your windows in your house, it will help keep that house cool in the hot summer months? Did you know that?
I learned something today.
I didn't know that. Coleman, did you know that?
Yeah. You haven't been to the projects, have you?
I spent some time in the projects. But
yeah, have you noticed a lot of windows in the projects around the AC unit? The residents will put aluminum foil around the AC window unit, and that does keep the projects cool.
Okay, I can see putting it around the air conditioning unit, but going window to window and just covering your windows with aluminum foil,
yep,
that will keep your house cool.
Yeah, it's the same concept when you put those when people who park their cars in the parking lot put that gigantic aluminum looking cover in their windshield, and it stops the sun from beaming into the window, and it keeps the car cool.
I guess I never thought about it much, but because this summer it's so hot and it's so hot in much of the country, they're breaking records, historically hot. I guess there are people that are doing this.
It's funny how the summer is so hot. Yes, it has literally been raining every single day since the summer started. Have you noticed that? I noticed it because my neighbors keep bitching that I need to mow my lawn, but I can't mow the lawn because my lawn is always constantly wet because it always rains every single day.
Yeah, I don't like it when it rains all the time. But the one good thing about it raining a lot, the rain helps, it takes a few degrees off the temperature.
This text is high. I guess John has also never been to the trailer park. It's aluminum foil over every window.
How about that? I gotta get out more. I'm just reading that if you put aluminum foil over your windows, it will keep your house cooler. It's a lot of aluminum foil, though. Well, it depends where you live.
I learned something today.
How about that? But that is true. Yes, aluminum foil, put it over windows, it will keep your home cool. That's cool. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And, you know, I thought I'd seen it all, the neighbors who don't like each other. But then I saw this. And that's next, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bay! Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. Coleman and I getting ready for the weekend. I hope you have a good and fun weekend planned. Hey, I saw this, and I couldn't believe it. Macaroni and cheese ice cream. Now look, I macaroni and cheese, and I love ice cream, but I never thought there would be a macaroni and cheese flavor ice cream.
Ew!
I know, but evidently, Van Leeuwen company just released a bunch of it, and they sold out 2,000 pints of it within an hour. I never would have thought to combine the taste of macaroni and cheese into an ice cream. I guess there's
ew, yuck.
I guess some people are digging it. Kraft and Van Leeuwen ice cream have joined forces to create a limited edition macaroni and cheese ice cream flavor. And there's some demand out there for it, but anyways, it's time now for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Poo bomber who has plagued neighbors for 25 years is banned from defecating and urinating in public.
Isn't everyone banned from defecating and urinating in public?
But especially the poo bomber, Coleman. And it's a female. See, here's another example of a woman getting in trouble for committing a crime that I thought only men committed. A woman who poo-bombed her neighbor's property as part of a 25-year harassment campaign has been banned from urinating and defecating in any open space. Now, this person lives in England. Maybe in England, Coleman, urinating and defecating in open spaces, in some of them, is legal.
Ah, yeah, that does sound kind of weird, like having it that specific, because I thought that just stands to reason. You can't just whip it out and go in public.
Police in England have successfully applied for a criminal behavior order against 50-year-old Amanda Lee.
You idiot!
Lee lives in Cheshire, has 15 convictions stretching from 1996 to 2018.
And I thought we had a revolving door
of justice. These include incidents of antisocial behavior, harassment, and public order offenses. Now, police have obtained an order which bans her from engaging in certain behavior, including defecating and urinating outside. Cheshire, England police also accused her of repeatedly causing trouble and making nuisance 999 calls. Oh, that's their 911.
911, what's your emergency?
I got my neighbor over here. She keeps dropping deuces right next to my front stoop.
Now, it took him 15 times to finally tell his woman, you know what, maybe we should get a court order, make her stop and ban her. Why is she not in prison?
Well, if she gets caught again, Coleman, if she breaches these conditions, she could face up to 5 years in prison.
I think it's going to be kind of difficult for her to break a habit that she's been doing for 25 years. You can't just go cold turkey for crapping in public after you've been doing it for 25 years. And then even if you get caught, you only got 5 years. She's been doing it for 25. All she has to do is wait that little five and then go back to doing it for another 20, right?
Well, she can't poop or pee outside in open spaces, and she can't call the police anymore unless she has a genuine reason. If she does any of those things, she's looking at 5 years behind bars. Obviously, this woman has mental health issues.
And she also has digestive issues. Call me crazy, John. And I know it's not everybody's fault. And I know that we live in a world where the good sometimes have to suffer for the bad. How about we just play it safe and say no one should be allowed to defecate or urinate in public. That's just my idea. Let's just have a broad stroke when it comes to that rule.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But, I mean, this woman in England has been pooping and peeing in public for years in the neighbors, in the neighbor's yard, neighbor's stoop, patio. And finally, after all of those years, now her back's really against the wall.
I'd rather it be against the wall than squatting over a grassy knoll or something like that. This has been a monumental week for women in the dumbest thing. I think this week we had the majority of women have made the dumbest thing. Whether it's this woman pooping out in public for 25 years or the other woman that stole a car and drove it to get some chicken nuggets. And man.
There was a few. Yeah, the women dominated the dumbest thing I read all morning segment this morning. Well, the poo bomber, the 50-year-old poo bomber who has plagued neighbors' lives for 25 years because she defecated and urinated out in the open. She's facing it now. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
On Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.